This is an amateur recording of Seamus Young's book, How I Learned. It can be found online at his website, seamusyoung.com/20sided tale.
Chapter 2. So I've been told. When I was a baby, I was a climber. I was slow to walk, eager to climb. I walked by holding on to things long after most kids were comfortable walking freely. I would handhold around the edge of a room rather than walk through the big open space in the middle. On the other hand, I was climbing stuff way before it would have been considered normal or reasonable. I hated my crib. Before I was able to walk, I learned how to pull myself up and, apparently, do some sort of chin-up and got myself over the railing. I would then fall 4 feet onto the floor below. Mom would hear the thud, then me crying. She'd come up, comfort me, wait for me to nod off, put me back in my crib, and go back downstairs. 2 minutes later, thud. Wah! Yeah, wah is right, right? Yeah, just like that, only sadder. I loved Czech cereal. They were cookies, my mom told me. Kikke, in my own parlance. At one point, I pushed a chair over, climbed onto the counter, stood, and tried to grab the box. I messed up and fell, cracking my brow on the way down. I was too young to remember it, but when I scrunch up my forehead, I can still see the stitches. I wish I could understand the logic inside my brain that decided, it's too dangerous to cross this room because I might fall, but dive bombing out of my crib, even though experience has revealed this to be suboptimal course of action? No problem. This is the only picture ever taken of me interacting with dogs, and it will probably be the last. 10 or 15 minutes after this picture was taken, I was on my way to the hospital, deep in the throes of an asthma attack. My face was swollen, and I couldn't breathe properly. I don't have a single friend or relative that I can safely visit. Everyone has dogs. Or cats. Or both. My parents, mom and stepdad, only keep outdoor pets, but the regular practice of snuggling the animals has carried the dander into the house, where it infuses the furniture. This allergy makes the holidays very awkward. Lots of people have some minor allergy, or know someone with allergies, and so they think they understand my problem. It's hard to make people understand how severe it is. Oh, I know, Seamus. I have allergies too. Don't you hate it when you get the sniffles? Have you tried shots? Don't worry, I'll put the dog outside when you visit. No. This problem is actually in another class entirely from regular allergies. This is a condition that could possibly kill me in the right circumstances, and even for short 20-minute exposure can make me sick for hours or days. I'm not lazy, it's not that I don't like you, and I'm sure your house is wonderful, but if you want to see me, you need to come to my house. No, it doesn't matter how often you vacuum that, or that your dog barely sheds at all. It is poison to me, and unless you plan to change the carpets, get new furniture, repaint, and completely purge the ductwork, that isn't going to change. If my kids visit someone for any length of time, they have to take a shower and throw their clothes in the laundry, lest their toxic dander slowly infest our own house. It's a shame. I really love those puppies. I was a strange kid. When I was very young, I made some sort of connection between people and their cars. Someone would visit, and I'd look out the window and observe that their car was outside. Certain cars always went with certain people, and I could tell who was knocking on the door just by seeing what car was parked outside. One day, a friend of the family got a new car, and I freaked the hell out. I refused to speak to him. I hid in the other room because the car outside wasn't right. Of course, it didn't take much to make me afraid of someone. Grow a beard, shave off your beard, wear a great big coat, show up bare-chested. I was regularly alarmed and confused by the people around me. I know a lot of kids are like this, but I had an unusual leveling of anxiety about it.